This is a tune called Blame Vegas. Saying it's on. You broke my heart in Memphis just to come back and leave me alone. They say whiskey drowns a heartbreak, but that won't do, 'cause every sip's been tasting more like an I love you. I could be boom, said I'm no wrong. And I could be used, some say love song. And I could blame boots if you're walking out the door. Or I could blame Vegas, 'cause you don't love me no more. Well, I could have got lucky, I wound up getting screwed, playing all of my chips on some small town dime like you. They say whiskey drowns a heartbreak, it's gonna shake my blues, but every sip's been tasting more like an I love you. I could be blue, said I'm no wrong. Or I could be used, some say love song. Or I could blame boo, walking out the door. I could blame Vegas, 'cause you don't love me no more. Well, the dice are loaded, and I'm going all in. Oh, baby girl, to look this good, it's gotta be a sin. I could be blue, said I'm no wrong. And I could be used, some say love song. Or I could blame boots if you're walking out the door. Or I could blame Vegas, I could blame Vegas. I'm gonna blame Vegas, 'cause you don't love me no more.
I blame Vegas.
It's an easy thing to do, you know. You don't need to take any accountability.
No. Blame the place. Blame something else. Very cool. Thank you for sharing.
Yes, it's a very, very beautiful song.
Cool.
Something I was thinking of whenever you were singing is, I wanted to ask you, what was some of your like influences growing up, musically?
So, I mean, music was a huge part of my household. Nobody played.
Really?
Around me, but everybody loved music. It was just, it was a big thing in my family to be like almost like obsessed with certain artists. Like my grandfather loved Elvis and Freddie Fender. Gospel music, if he was here, he'd slap me in the back of the head if I didn't say that first. But he was just obsessed with their music. My mom, Keith Whitley and George Strait. So, I mean, growing up for me, I was a big phases person when I was like 11 years old when I wrote my first song. Huge into Ed Sheeran and John Mayer, just, and James Taylor, Carly Simon, Jim Croce.
Kind of the folk
stuff. To give like the true like songwritery thing.
I think sometimes that's easier because you're listening to a singer and a guitar.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I mean, it's just easier for a young person to imagine they could do it.
Well, yeah, I was talking to even a musician, though, and those writers write such, like, vast things that are like, oh, like, wow, that's, like, incredible writing. Like, like I was mentioning, like, lock up the briefcase and go home. Like, there's no way you're topping that. And I think that when you first start writing, that's what you aim for, is you're like, oh, I want to be the Da Vinci of writing songs.
Right.
And then you're fine just being you.
That first time you watched the doc of James Taylor just doing live cuts.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, he did that live? He just did all the little Piccadilly finger picking that the band just followed him and they recorded.
That's dope.
Fire and Rain. Get out of here.
In time, too.
Yeah. That's in time, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining Rise and Shine with Michi and Brendan. This has been their interview with Aiden Berlioz. To listen to the full interview, visit lakescountry1021.com. And now it's time to get back to the music on your favorite country station, Lakes Country 102.1.